Welcome to the Frontier Banter.
Dun, dun. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Colonel Derek Baird, the U.S. Army Garrison Fort Sill Commander, and I am here today with...
Command Sergeant Major Bill Pearson, the Fort Sill Garrison CSM.
All right. This is episode 10, I think. I could be lying to myself. Not really sure. Today... We are, episode 9, thank you, our producer, episode 9, my lucky number, should have known that, I appreciate that. All right, episode 9. So today we are joined by some really great folks here, our partners in the Lawton Fort Sill community, our mayor, Stan Booker from Lawton, and the esteemed city manager, former air defender, John Ratliff, and lawyer, I should say, also Army lawyer, also, No, I'm playing. It's really great.
Thanks for the very nice introduction.
Yeah, and John's also a Cowboys fan. We'll talk about that later. So what I'd like to do, gentlemen, if you don't mind, if you want to start with you, Mr. Mayor, and introduce yourself, and we'll go to John, and we'll just kind of get started.
All right. Well, I'm Stan Booker, Mayor of Lawton Fort Sill. It's really Lawton, but we like to say Lawton Fort Sill because we just thrive on this, you know, this partnership we have with Fort Sill, and we love Fort Sill.
Absolutely.
John Ratliff, I'm the city manager. Prior to that, as Derek mentioned, I was in the Army myself. I was stationed here at Fort Sill three different occasions. So my wife is from here, and we're happy to be here and happy to be on this podcast. So thank you for inviting us.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, and what does open up Lawton Fort Sill? We talk about a lot of science have it, relationships matter. And I thought it would really hit home last year. We were at the American Defense Community. We're sitting on that panel. Well, we weren't on the panel. We were in the audience listening to the Civ-Mil relationship between installations and cities. And then Mayor Stan Booker and I and John, like we kind of interrupted the panel because, not interrupted, maybe interrupt's not the right word, but we took it over because there were some folks that were flubber-bubbling their way through it. And we had a great example of what this could look like. And so, it's our relationship. It's really huge here.
I think a lot of the relationship starts with showing up. And once you show up and you're around people, relationships develop. And then it just kind of takes on a life of its own as you start doing things together. And, you know, maybe you have a Christmas party. Maybe you meet for dinner. And things start to happen. But it's important in Lawton Fort Sill that, you know, probably half of our population has a direct association with Fort Sill from serving in the military. And you've probably noticed how many veterans we have.
Absolutely.
We're the 10th largest concentration of veterans per capita in the country, in the county. And the largest, we have more veterans than Oklahoma County has at Oklahoma City. So it's obviously very important to us. And, you know, you just put a little effort in, it takes on life of its own because you got two groups of great people get together.
Yeah, I agree.
I would just add that, you know, you have to be willing to communicate. And one of the, you know, you brought up the ADC panel, and it seemed like one of the issues that was recurring was a lack of communication, a lack of showing up, and the lack of a willingness to kind of come together and to work through problems. Because communicating, let's face it, is hard. And, you know, it's often kind of inefficient and it takes time and, you know, things are taken out of context and there's always some, you know, there's always a period where you're kind of working through things. And so, you know, that's what I would add is that you have to be willing to come and communicate and share ideas. And if you're willing to do that, you can establish something really special like what we have here.
Yeah, because, you know, we're not always going to agree on everything.
Right.
But just coming to the table in that open, transparent communication. But it was kind of funny at the ADC, at that conference last year, is, you know, like you said, people were just like, how do I talk to the installation?
You just pick up the phone.
And I was like, well, you know, I got the mayor right here with the city manager, and people were astounded. You have who right next to you? I'm like, yeah, I'm sitting next to the mayor.
Yeah, it seemed pretty obvious to me, but yeah.
And then there was a lot of questions and answers, not for the panel, but for us. It was really weird, but it was a ton of fun.
Well, sure, you know, because I've been doing this 25 years now, and, you know, I just was a mentor at Garrison PCC down at Fort. I'm sorry, now it's, used to be St. Moose, and now it's Joint Base San Antonio. And I said, you know, in Lawton, it's Lawton Fort Sill because we have the best relationship I have ever seen between installation in a local city. And I thought maybe I'm just being biased because I'm about to be one of those veterans that retire here and stay here. But the head of MCOM BOSS is a former air defender, actually. And he said, hey, I used to be stationed at Fort Sill when I was in. He's a retired Sergeant Major who lives in San Antonio now. He goes, and easily the best relationship I've ever seen in my career was also the Lawton-Fort Sill relationship. And I always wondered what it is. And I think the mayor hit it back. It's just showing up the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, those relationships form. You just, I'm retiring. I don't care what award I get. I just want the Mayor Booker Buffalo painting. I'm looking more forward to that than whatever award I get from the Army.
And I like to hear about the highest level of some kind of wonderful wish.
That's right.
Which I guess, so we've been talking about this. I love bumper stickers. Like, you know, you want something to latch onto, right? And so, for inquiring minds, I want to know, how did you really come up with that saying, some kind of wonderful? It resonates.
I'm going to try to make it a short story.
Oh, take as
but
much time
in 2014,
as
I was functionally deaf. And so a friend encouraged me to check into cochlear implants, so I did. And in May of 2015, I got my first one, and I could hear. Now, I didn't have a lot of trouble adjusting because I had lost hearing. I wasn't born deaf. And I could still hear a little bit. But so, you know, people like trying to explain to them how great it was, but I couldn't seem to get across. And people would say, how you doing? I'm like, I'm wonderful. How are you? And they'd say, well, I'm wonderful too. And I thought, I'm more wonderful than them. They don't understand how wonderful I am because I can hear. I have my life back. And then one day, you know, it was on my mind. How do I get across people how wonderful it is to be able to hear? Most people take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And I ran into somebody. I don't remember who it was. I remember it was a female here in town. I said, hi, how are you? And she said, well, I'm wonderful. How are you? And I had my opportunity. I said, well, I'm some kind of wonderful. And, you know, back when I was a kid growing up, and this will tell my age, Grand Funk Railroad had a song, Some Kind of Wonderful. And if you know the song, it's all about some kind of wonderful is the best kind of wonderful. And so that just kind of caught on. I started telling people I was some kind of wonderful, and it just kind of caught on, and it makes people smile. It makes people feel good. And so then when I got to be mayor, well, that's part of your job is making people feel good about their community and about themselves. And so that's how it happened.
At the highest level of some kind of wonderful.
It's really
the
infectious.
The levels came later. You know? had to come up with something, you know.
Well, I was just going to say that one time I asked the mayor, I was like, are you ever not some kind of wonderful? And there were, I think there were two occasions you said that you weren't. And those were legitimately bad days.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's always positive. He's always bringing people up that are around him. And it really, I think, sets a very positive atmosphere in City Hall. So
well, thank you.
Yeah. I do too. And as someone who's a non-voting member, I gets to sit there, you know, and it's fascinating to see all the intricacies of City Hall, City Council, and some of the inner workings there. It's pretty amazing, and really appreciate that, and it allows us to see what that looks like. Because, you know, as a garrison command team, we're kind of the de facto city mayor, city planner, city manager, city whatever, all rolled up into one as we nug through this, you know.
Yeah, I like to tell people, like, the best way I equate it, like I taught at the Garrison PCC, was like, think of Colonel Barrett as, like, the mayor of Fort Sill. CG's kind of like Governor Stitt, if you will, and then I'm, like, the city manager of the day-to-day stuff. So it's a really good correlation of getting this train rolling on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, and it makes sense. That's why I think that relationship matters, you know. And, you know, y'all talked about it, being there and showing up. Presence matters. Sometimes not just presence, like, hey, I'm there, but wanting to be there, being involved, you know, and
participating,
right? You know, because those are all important things in our I think in our community as we look to do these things. And I know some of that, like, is some really great programs that we're doing here across the Lawton Fort Sill community. Like on the installation, we do a lot of great things for our community, for our veterans, and there's a lot of things off post that we do. You know, we have a great running or like events that we do here, like our run series is great. You know, next weekend, the 23rd, 24th of August, we have SILCOM, you know, so you think Comic-Con, but here at Fort Sill, the Patriot Club, this is really great. You know, we got a comedian coming in September, October timeframe.
Yep.
And then we got Jared Neiman coming in, country singer up and coming. So a lot of great things for the community. But I think, like we talked about right before this, there's some really good things that y'all are doing for the community.
Yeah, you know, like, so the new aquatic center, that's pretty exciting.
I can't wait.
We got to go out there for the load test, so we kind of, you know, you have to load it down, make sure you can control the chemicals before you open. So it's a lot of fun. And I was really amazed, you know, I had these visions of me floating in the Lazy River and that the Lazy River was for us old people. It was full of kids. They loved the Lazy River. And I'm like, well, that's great. So, but it was really neat. And I look forward to that. And, you know, I noticed I got some pictures today. They're about to wrap up, it looks like. The what do we call the something zone, kid zone or something? Kid zone on 38th Street, and they're putting down that all-weather surface.
Oh, really?
Replaced that 25- or 30-year-old playground that was pretty awesome in itself, but it was showing its age. And we just, all over town, we have all these great things happening, and everything we do, we put kids first.
I think it's great. You know, we had that same question yesterday at a welcome brief. A couple of folks asked, like, what do we do here for children, for quality of life? And we brought up a lot of things, not just on Fort Sill, but Lawton and the surrounding community. You know, we talked about what our Child Youth Services does with sports, with the STEM community, and a lot of opportunities there. We talked a lot about what very similar things that are happening in Lawton, that very similar sports or, you know, STEM, because I'm a big STEM gamer and athletic nerd, right? We Sergeant Major and I talk about this quite a bit. You know, there's a lot to do. I am a huge fan of the wildlife refuge. Like, if you've never seen a bison, go out and see, don't pet it. They're not slow.
Or,
right?
Or try to feed it.
Oh, yeah. You know, Mount Scott's really great. I mean, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of wildlife. You know, Oklahoma City, you got Dallas. There's a lot of things that law enforcement is kind of a gateway to, whether internally or externally. And it's a pretty cool place. Plus, historically, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, and I think that the mayor and I both hear that a lot is, hey, there's nothing for kids to do in town. And, you know, certainly the Aquatic Center, we've got the Lazy River, we've got two slides there, we've got diving boards there as well. Mayor mentioned the 38th Street Park. We're also trying to secure funding for an indoor sports complex.
Oh, that's great.
Which will be, you know, once we finally get that going and constructed, that's going to be transformative here. So that's on the horizon.
Yeah.
And slowly but surely we're trying to change that narrative that there's nothing to do here.
Well, I mean, I like this, like, you know, you're going to go into a really great thing after this, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about STEM here too, right?
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes I love sports as someone growing up playing sports, doing athletic stuff, going out hiking. But I'm really, my passion also is in the STEM world. So, you know, you get a foot in each world there. And there's a couple great places here on post and off that really work towards that STEM community and also the athletics piece, and so you smash those together, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, you probably have the same thing we deal with here on post. A lot of people say, oh, there's nothing to do around here. I'm like, have you left your house? You know, like we tell the soldiers, I'm like, have you left your barracks in the last 3 weeks? Well, no, I was just sat around all day, man.
Don't get boo-boo lipped.
And you know, we were talking about before the podcast, and you know, same thing with Everett. Like, we love the farmer's market here on Saturdays.
I love the farmer's market.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff to do in line. You just have to go outside every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean, there's museums, there's cultural museums. You know, you have a lot of tribal history here. You've got frontier history. You've got the history of Lawton. I will also.
And we have pickle pie.
You do have pickle pie.
Now, if you've never had pickle pie, you've missed the pickle festival at the farmer's market.
I was a judge. I've heard all the jokes. Yeah. I heard all the jokes already. So everybody out there, yes, I was a pickle tasting judge. I've heard all the jokes. It's all good. It's funny. But yeah, go ahead. So
anyway, the pickle pie was great. I got a bite of it today, and it's really good. Believe it or not, pickle pie is very good.
I had dill pickle bread homemade there. It was amazing.
They have all kinds of things. That bread guy's just part of it. I mean, it's a lot of people have their cottage industries where they make different makeups, and there's one lady that makes makeups for people that have sensitive skin, you know. Mm-hmm. And she got started because she had allergic reactions to store-bought cosmetics, so she started making her own. And there are several people that do that. There's people that make candles and sell mm-hmm. them there. There's a young man that I go to church with that does all kind of cut-out woodwork, and he makes money to pay his way through college. So a lot of neat stuff besides vegetables and pickles.
There's a retiree that runs a army retiree that has like a cookie. He's always and I forget the name of the company, but they always are selling cookies, particularly chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
And it's a really funny name, and I wish I could remember it, but those cookies are amazing.
Is it the Fat Daddy one or the Fat Hubby one or something like that?
Fat Daddy, that's it.
Or Fat Hubby or something, yeah.
Yeah, those are great.
You know what I also like is they got some good sweet corn there when mm-hmm. it's in season, and then, mm-hmm. you know, every now and then.
Watermelons.
The Rush Spring water, those big giant.
Oh, yeah. My daughters tear those things up.
Yeah, and the sweet corn, goodness gracious, hard not to eat those. And then, you know, they got the dog adoption there. I mean, it's just a nice place to be. And it's always packed.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the winter, it's packed.
We also have, of course, you know, 4th of July, we have the Freedom Festival over the weekend before the 4th.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And the largest concentration of individuals turnout mm-hmm. that we have for anything. And boy, the lines get long. I mean, there might be 50 food trucks.
That's
and
right.
You still have stand lines. Great. It's great. Besides the drone show and the fireworks, it's just a lot of fun. And coming up at the end of September, we'll have our international festival.
I can't wait.
Try to include a lot of international soldiers here at Fort Sill in any mm-hmm. way that we can. And it's just an amazing time of community stuff.
And
absolutely.
In late November and December, we'll have Holiday in the Park this year. So that... is going to be an amazing opportunity to get out there. We'll have all the fixtures set up, all the different Christmas lights.
Elmer Thomas Park.
In Elmer Thomas Park. And all the food vendors will be out there.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the little train and the ice skating rink.
Yeah, so that should be ice skating. Have you been ice skating?
I have. I'm not very good at it. Mm-hmm. But I have.
I can rollerblade or inline skate, whatever. You know, but I'm pretty good at that. I've never been on ice skating.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that translates.
I don't know. I'll have to try it.
That's a really good time as well. So just to kind of finish out the year there.
Well, it's a lot of things that we do all these events together, you know, we invite y'all, and I say y'all, like the Fort Sill community, and there's a lot of that interaction. That's what, you know, like Sergeant Major said, like, I've been to lots of installations, and this is the one where that civilian military really, that relationship really, mm-hmm. it really links up and is synchronized. And not just because we're all here and it's a, you know, like where we're at here in this Southwest Oklahoma, but just because the people want it, we all want this to happen, and it's just a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's not even close when you compare it to other institutions I've been at. Like, for instance, my change of responsibility when I first took this position, one of the first people to come up and shake my hand was Mayor Buffier. Like, you never see that anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Ever.
No, and, you know, you and I... We do like a media blitz, like usually the last week of the month, like on a Tuesday, and we're on the radio, we're on TV, we do these things, you know. We come out, y'all invite us out there. We do our best not to flub above that either, you know, and have a good time. But it's a ton of fun, you know, and we really enjoy it. And what I also like is we got some great partnership, not just the events that we do. I mean, like, we recently had this huge. I think in a two-week period, we had about two or three times the amount of rainfall we normally get.
A year's worth of rain in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We supported with some, I didn't realize we had a boat team here, mm-hmm. but we do.
Yeah.
Who would have thought in Southwest Oklahoma we had a boat team, but it makes sense with lakes. Then we helped out with that, fire. You know, I mean, we set Fort Sill on fire a lot.
Yeah.
You know, with all the things that we do, but... or the support out in the wildlife refuge if someone goes missing. There's a lot of opportunity here for our Department of Emergency Services to really link in together.
Yeah. And I think they do that often. They do it well. And hopefully we'll be able to establish an IGSA, an intergovernmental support agreement between the Lawton Fire Department and the Fort Sill Fire Department. And we know, Derek and Sergeant Major, that the more IGSAs that you have, these support agreements between the installation and the town that's immediately outside the post, the more BRAC proof you are. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so that next round of BRAC closures, whenever that is, we've had, I think, five rounds since the late 80s. So it's not a matter of if, but it's just a matter of when. So we want to make sure that Lawton Fort Sill is postured in such a way that we're kind of above the cut line for BRAC.
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes sense, right? It's really got like economic drivers for the area. We look at the importance of like strategic importance of whether it's a garrison strategic support area, power projection, training, all the missions that we do here. It's fundamental to the Army, and it's really fundamental for this relationship that we have here.
I mean, you talk about power projection. That's another great example of how we work so well with Lawton is we had short notice deployments.
Mm-hmm.
The support we got at the local airfield from Lawton Airport was you don't see that anymore.
I mean, 17, 20 C-17s?
Yeah.
Something like that?
In like 3 days.
It's ridiculous.
And on that point, Sergeant Major, this year we submitted a defense critical infrastructure program grant to DOD to get additional funds to build a apron out at the airfield so we can park those C-17s or C-5s, whatever they are, and it doesn't interfere with civilian aviation. Mm-hmm. So that would increase our ability to project power even more if we're able to get that grant.
Yeah, it's a win-win across the board.
Yeah.
So, I mean, some good data points, kind of like, I'm going to say it, I'm doing it out loud there, John. I got 30 years of data to say it's not the Cowboys' year.
I don't know. I feel like it is. Feel like it is.
Every year.
This is a year.
Yeah, every year is the Cowboys' year. You know what? I got as
Dak
a,
is gonna
as
do
a
it
Commanders
this
fan, we haven't won the Super Bowl since like 92 or whatever, 91, 92.
Yeah, so you're even longer
like
ago
30,
than we are.
Years of data. I love it. That's good.
So I, my question for, I guess it'd be actually for both of you, what are you most excited about for the future of Lawton, and what are you most proud of since you've both been in your position?
Mm-hmm. You know, I really think that I'm most proud of the fact that we are aiming at the future by understanding that we have to invest in our children. And it's all about doing things for kids. You know, let's take the high-tech jobs where developing at the FISTA, they don't want to hire me. Nobody's coming to try to hire me. They want to hire Cameron graduates and our young people to get in there. And I understand at the leadership level, they're hiring some, middle-aged people. But but it's all about our kids and what we're doing for them. And that includes the recreation and things that we're doing. Look what we're doing, Sergeant Major, with the Aquatic Center, and how big that is for something to do. Yeah. And look what we're doing with the indoor sports arena that we're working on the funding for. But also there's an outdoor component to that as well. And we put, I bet, including our local money plus grants, about $5 million in our outlying neighborhood parks to upgrade all of those things. And we've got the Kids First Agenda, which says we're gonna have safe and clean neighborhoods, because every child deserves a safe and clean neighborhood to grow up in. So we're working at making our neighborhoods even better for families. And of course, in that, we have, something like 78% or 82%, I can't remember, of all the soldiers on Fort Sill live off-post.
Yeah.
So it's important for us, and we feel like that it's kind of our patriotic duty to create a place that's a great place to raise a kid for our soldier families.
I like that a lot. And I say that because really the last time I was here at Fort Sill was 2001 as an OBC, officer basic course at the time now, basic officer leader course. And then I got here, 2 years ago as assistant FA commandant. I've been in the job now here as a garrison commander for about a little over a year. the difference between 2001 and 2023
it's huge.
Is night and day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
just a night and day difference. And you look at the expansion, you know, the east-west sides of town. I mean, even on Fort Sill itself, just the improvement in the infrastructure and things that, you know, Sergeant Major and I talk about this all the time. Like, I know more about electric substations and regional and national energy than I care to admit, right? And I know more about, like, building roads and substructure and yeah. you know,
I learned more about brown recluses and railroad ties than I ever thought I'd learn.
Oh, and feral hogs and houses and all these other things. And my favorite story is that Sergeant Major comes that we find out. But yeah, it goes back to like we talk a lot about infrastructure upgrade and quality of life. It's very similar. Like I mean, even Lawton, like while again, a lot of expansion, and then through that you still have to continue to expand. There's a lot of great work going on and some of the roads there and a lot of the projects there, and we're doing the same here. Is like Fort Sill is not new. It's not a new post, and so we have a lot of aging infrastructure and very much the same as Lawton. So how do you prioritize that? What does that look like? And those are the things that we look at as we look at our strategic plan, you know, next 10-15 years. And I like that when we do these things, we sit down with y'all to say, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing? And how does that integrate, you know, whether it's security at the gates, because we're doing upgrades at the gates, you know, and we've had a lot of folks talk about, because Key Gate West is closed right now for a reason. We're upgrading the security. The number one thing on this installation is number one, security first. Always about safe and secure, like you talked about with children. But for us, same thing with our soldiers and our families. It's safe and secure. And so we got to look at what that looks like. And we talk with y'all quite a bit. Okay, if we do this, then what happens? You know, same with, you know, next month, we're doing the Black Start exercise. So September 10th from 04 to noon, we're shutting the power off on Fort Sill. My goodness. Right?
Wow. Like,
oh,
exciting.
My God. Yeah, right. And so, but there's a phasing and we're going to turn things on as we go. But so how does that impact the community? People coming in, people going off, the school on post. And so there's been a lot of interaction to make sure that, you know, what do you call it, the one calendar, no conflicts? You know, we're really trying to figure out, like, hey, what are we doing to make sure we're not impacting severely what you're doing and vice versa? Yeah. It's been very helpful as we look near term all the way out to the strategic future.
Yeah. And you know, that's, I think, what I'm most proud of is the investment and the commitment to improve our infrastructure in the city of Lawton.
Oh,
we have the 105 roads and 25 that we're going to get after this year. And, you know, that I mentioned earlier that the mayor and I often hear that there's nothing to do for kids in Lawton. Probably the thing that we hear second most is the roads are bad. And for those of us who have lived here before or who are from here, know that that transformation over the last several years between what we had and what we have now is night and day. We still got a long ways to go, but we're getting after some of the worst and some of the streets that have the worst reputations in town. For example, we're currently repairing the 38th Street segment between Lee and Gore, and that's, you know, been really bad for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we're getting after that. That's an ad valorem project, and we've also got, you know, I think it was 600 miles of water and sewer line replacement and repair. So that, you know, nobody really thinks about that. You know,
it's say the same thing because they're like, oh, we talk barracks, we talk, but then you don't think about like the 1952 substation that we had to upgrade with 2025 technology. Then you put them together, like these don't fit together. And then you got the engineers out there staring at like, how do we fix this problem?
Yeah.
And 4 hours later, they figure it out. But you know what's happened since then? We've gotten much better. We've had less power outages. In fact, the recent power outages have been to either like lightning strikes and the crazy weather we've had, or squirrels.
In talking about roads, you know, Tamara and I, my wife, were talking about this the other day. I grew up in New York. One thing I can say about Oklahoma is that when they work on a road, you actually see people working.
Well, they fix the road.
Yeah.
That's right.
So up in New York, they've been working on the same road since I was five, and I think it's the same cone. That road's still there.
Change the cones.
Okay, so I'm going to stop complaining about how long it takes to fix a road now.
Because for all you New Yorkers, they've been working on the Taconic Parkway since I was five. Same potholes are there when I go back. It's trash. The other day when we were working on Rogers Lane, I remember when we were shutting down the gates and you were repairing Rogers Lane, and like a month later it was fixed. I'm like, oh wow, that was actually.
It's pretty quick.
I always saw people out here working, and they got their road repaired.
Yeah.
Coming from outside of Oklahoma, that would have northeast. That would have taken 9 years.
We've been able to refurbish some very old bridges in town. We just finished the Cache Creek or Cache Road bridges over Wolf Creek, right out in front of the Olive Garden there. We've finally finished those. Those bridges were about 100 years old, and we're currently working on the 11th Street Bridge that heads out to the landfill. That's under construction now, and that bridge is also about 100 years old. So these bridges were nearing, I mean, they weren't failing, but they were getting pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, those are the type of infrastructure projects that you don't really think about until, you know, the bridge fails.
Well, we said the same thing. Like, we've had some roads where it's like a giant sinkhole, like, okay. But there was already a product ready, and once you get the money, and we fix those. You know, we've got a lot of embankments. You know, we have a lot of creeks that run through here and lakes, and a lot of things you got to do to shore those things up. Again, things that I never worried about ever until this job. Because, you know, you go out to a range, it's like someone sprinkled some magic fairy dust and you're able to shoot, stuff pops up. Didn't worry about targets, didn't worry about. But then now in this job, like.
Oh, DPTMS did all of that.
Like, like someone did the magic. Like, and then now you got to worry about reestablishing a bank so a cemetery doesn't fall into a, like, nobody wants to see that.
Right.
I mean, that's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or, you know, trainees out on the road marching, you don't want them to see them fall off an embankment because it came loose. And, you know, so all these things we're trying to do is modernizing our ranges, modernizing our facilities to meet the Army of the future. And, you know, and things that we're looking at, you know, whether drone use and offensive and defensive capabilities, how do we look at FAA policy? How do we do all these things to actually execute, you know, what could potentially be a wartime mission here?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been a lot of fun doing that. Never thought I was going to do that. But I tell you, it has been an amazing experience learning all the stuff that goes into it. Then you show up and like, oh, it's magic. You know? It's like an iceberg. You see the tip and everything else underwater. Yeah. There's a lot of work that goes into it.
I like that analogy of magic. All this stuff's going on to make your life easier. You don't even have a clue until you're in charge.
That's it. That's exactly right. And it's like an iceberg. Like, everybody sees the tip, and then you've got all these wonderful people and directors and folks are just working hard, you know, on y'all's staff and your folks in the Parks and Rec and Larry Parks and the crew and our team with, you know, and it's fascinating.
Yeah.
And you're there like as the puppet master trying to figure out how to keep these strings from tangling up, you know, so.
But somebody has to perform the magic, and
someone's got to do it.
You just don't think about it until you are kind of responsible for it.
That's right. So some are good Houdinis, and some aren't. You know. And sometimes that, the magic trick doesn't work, and you got to go back to the drawing table. It's kind of fun.
But speaking of infrastructure projects, we have another opportunity for potential partnership, and that's with the I-44 Key Gate.
Like the exit interchange.
So we're working on trying to get that taken care of. That's been a project that's been many years in the making, I feel like we're getting closer on that.
I do too, and you know, it's all like, you know, you serve, Mr. Mayor, you said, you know, time, you know, we talk strategy, a lot of strategy is time, it's time based, right? And so these things we pick up as we go, and ideally we move that goalpost, or not the goalpost, but the ball further down and get closer to the end zone. And I think we're much closer to the end zone this year than we were a couple of years ago because a lot of hard work. I mean, ODOT, Oklahoma Department of Transportation, has been really, has come out here a few times.
Yeah.
Because let's face that I-44 exit expansion. Whew,
we need it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Especially as we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
More people, more trainees, more this, more that.
Yeah.
More things for more risk when it comes to some of these things. And it's been beneficial to be able to articulate what that looks like to get that going.
Yeah.
So it's been amazing. Yeah. What you got, Sergeant Major?
Well, there you go. It's just another collaboration. Is the Help Advocacy Center partnership that we've done with Fort Sill with the Sharp stuff, which is great stories coming out of that.
Yeah, that's been really instrumental. Not too many years ago, if someone was a victim of sexual assault here at on the installation, you guys have your own sharps, obviously, and your own sexual assault nurse examiners. But in the past, there haven't been enough for the need, and those would be farmed out to us,
right.
But we wouldn't be able to take them because we didn't have the resources, so they'd have to go down to Wichita Falls or Oklahoma City. And so now we have that capability internal through the That's Help right. Advocacy Center. We have that here in Lawton, and there's already been service members that have used those services.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And when you're in a position where, you know, you've been violated like that, the last thing that you want to do is go travel 50 or 70 miles
yeah, yeah.
to some city outside where you live and have to go through that. And that's just one additional stressor on top of what you've already been through. So I think that that's really been a really cool thing that we've been able to do and has already paid dividends.
I agree. And there's a lot of great support structure out in the community for that. You know, what I also like is the Great Plains Tech Center, you know,
yeah.
as we look at, because you talk about families, you know, folks from SIL, Lawton, you know, soldiers. We went out there and visited that a couple of times. We saw a lot of soldiers. We saw a lot of families out there really looking at how they can improve their life through some of these really great vocational technical certificates or whatever. And it's pretty amazing. You got a 3D, you got like cyber, you got some 3D stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of AI driven technology going there. Folks are trying to work through that and learn how to the new economy, if you will. Like,
yeah.
what does that look like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that Great Plains Tech School really helps out the community. And it's pretty fascinating. And we're all tied in with that education piece there.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yep.
Actually, I'll promote them right now, too. We're actually linking them up with our education center because they started a new program for Oklahoma for spouses to get their high school diploma or GED for free just by going to Great Plains.
Wow.
So our education center here in Fort Sill is going to help promote that. But it's just another example of Fort Sill and Lawton just collaborates with each other.
Yeah.
That's
helps
right.
each other out.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, there's a lot of great opportunity. I mean, you got Cameron there with the ROTC mm-hmm. program and things we do with them and
I'm gonna jump back to the Help Advocacy Center if I
yeah.
can, because you know that was initiated by Fort Sill,
mm-hmm.
and they basically called the community and said, "Hey, we have this need and this challenge, and we all need to do better." And so where we are today is because Fort Sill alerted us to an important need, and the community responded, and that's what's important about this relationship is we get it as a community that we're here to make a difference in our soldier families and our soldiers and everything that happens, including the trauma of a sexual assault.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, that's what, again, it's all about the relationship building. And like it goes back to the American Defense Community Conference last year. It was fascinating to hear folks having trouble in the city or the installation perspective trying to talk to each other. I just can't fathom that, I guess,
yeah.
you know, and again, being here, kind of seeing it, initially I couldn't see that, but being here, people were asking us questions they wanted to ask the panel, and the panel didn't know how to answer because they didn't have that relationship that we had, and so it's pretty interesting to see how we as a community get together and figure this out so we can all move towards a common goal.
Right.
And that is the most important part, because again, Sergeant Major Pierce and I talk about this as a strategic support area. We look at power projection. We look at the training. We look at Forces Command, and then soon to be T2COM, yeah. the
Training and Transformation Command.
Yeah, yeah. And then ForceCom, soon to be the Western Hemisphere Command, as yeah. it all smashes together. And then, you know, so we're trying to figure all these things out as
mm-hmm.
we look in the transformation and contact, as we look to transform the Army, and then everything up that just all the downtrace effects. And it has huge effects and impacts on Fort Sill and Lawton as
yeah.
we look at a growth phase, you know. And so sitting down together at the table, you know, like in October, we're doing our strategic plans update. You know, we're bringing it all back in and some of the team in to figure out what this looks like as we continue to refine our process to figure this out to 2040
yeah,
and beyond.
On Monday, we have a working group.
Yeah.
A working group luncheon that we're going to
That's right.
All attend. But, you know, I think Sergeant Major, you were talking about it earlier. It's easy to kind of take for granted. You know, we've talked a lot about this civil-military relationship and how good it is here. It's easy to take for granted that it's good. But I know both of you and I have been to places where that relationship wasn't so good, where the installation and the supporting town almost had an adversarial relationship.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I just remembered, and I won't name the community, but I remembered, you know, one of the installations I was at, I wouldn't go off post with my uniform on because I just didn't feel comfortable doing that. So I would change at the gym and I would go home in civilian clothes. So, it's just something to be really grateful for.
I mean, I won't name the installation either. A very good friend of mine is a garrison sergeant major at another installation, and it's an absolute adversarial relationship they have with the local town. For instance, he says the mayor will call the garrison headquarters on a regular basis to say, hey, why did you have, you know, three soldiers get DUIs this weekend? Yeah. Why are they in my jail? Like, you're ruining my city. So it's that type of relationship. So I said, hey, when I was doing this mentorship thing last week, when I told them that the mayor and the city manager showed up to our IPB, to IDT, it blew their minds. Like, what, the mayor showed up to your installation planning board with the city manager? I'm like, yeah, that's the relationship we have on Lawn Forts Hill. And like, that would never happen at our installation.
I mean, we also sometimes hang out at Southwest Oklahoma Brewery.
Which is my favorite spot in Lawton, by the way.
also known as SOB.
That's right. Or we'll hang out at the farmer's market or something here. Like, we do
things. Or the rodeo.
Together.
We haven't talked yet about you being in the rodeo.
Oh, well.
Are you in the rodeo too?
I was last year, not this year.
Yeah, so I got to say, I love the rodeo. I've only been to two, and it's the last year and this year. Last year, I had a great horse. This year, got a little energized, and I like a champ. I stayed on. It was great. Yeah. I was.
It really was a rodeo.
It was kind of. Yeah, I was like, he had a head of steam. I liked it though. It was like, all right, bro, we are matching energies, which may not have been good. That might have been why. Yeah.
Surely somebody filmed that, and we can use it in a promo video.
Oh, I think that would be fantastic. Yeah. No, it was really great. You know, the cool thing is, you know, the military appreciation night there, we brought close to 1,000, almost 1,000, close to 1,000 trainees, whether they're, the basic combat trainees or advanced individual training, the AIT folks. And it was just fun seeing them out there having a good time, eating funnel cake with a bunch of chocolate and marshmallows on top, knowing that the next day they were going to pay for it, but they didn't care.
Didn't matter.
Because they're like, I want some soda with some funnel cake. I'm like, like, sir, we know we're going to pay for it, but it's going to be the best ever. You know? And you got to pay a tax. So you might as well make it good, right? And so, but it's really good having that, the Lawton Rodeo reach out. And then we do a lot of things, right, with the Lawton birthday. I mean, Henry Ware Lawton showed up.
Hey, that's right.
I mean, it was crazy. It
looked
like the day
awful
before.
Lot like you.
Yeah, it was a good surprise with the fake mustache, maybe.
Yeah.
Cosplay action. I mean, like, because
you did a great job.
Oh,
yeah, you did.
It's a ton of fun. You know, when you and Jason Boudrier called up, like, hey, could you dress up? I'm like, okay. You might have to do like a quick second change. I mean, I was out there like Madonna in her concerts, man, you know, or some of these quick changes. I was like, you got a delay, man. I got to get changed in a new costume.
Yeah, you were in.
We did give you a 24-hour notice.
Yeah,
man, did you?
24 hours.
All the time. All the time in the world.
My professional AGSUs and quick turn and burn. It's like Superman, you know, in the thing there, in the phone booth. But yeah, it was a ton of fun. And, I think those kinds of things are really enjoyable.
Yeah.
You know, those are absolutely enjoyable as we look at that's crazy.
You know, that's the kind of epitome of getting folks involved, just like yourself, dressing up like Henry Ware Lawton, be a part of the trivia, be a part of the fun. Everybody enjoyed you, heard all great remarks about it. And seriously, The likeness to Henry Ware Lawton,
it's crazy, right?
Was amazing.
Pretty stunning.
I mean, I pay good people good money to say good things. Otherwise, otherwise not so much. But no, it was fun. And, you know, all these things that we do for the community together is, again, it goes back to presence and being there together, showing up. Again, I go back to the American Defense community. I was floored. Like you said, like, I don't get it. And sometimes you just gotta have to, you know, give the olive branch and kind of figure this out, you know. So it's good.
It's just like any other leader, it's just showing up.
Yeah.
Establish a relationship.
That's it. That's it. I mean, you've established such a great relationship. You're staying here.
I just got my Lawton license the other day. I'm an official Oklahoman.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I got my Oklahoma driver's
license.
You
are a Sooner. Not a Boomer Sooner, Gen X Sooner. Is that a thing?
I think so.
Gen X Sooner?
Oh, wait.
Gen X Sooner?
Yeah, Gen X Sooner. I'm a Gen X Sooner.
There you go.
So that's the thing.
See, yeah. They said Sooners, but Mike Brown said I got to be an Oklahoma State guy. So
Cowboy.
We'll see.
It's almost like Auburn versus Alabama. Like, who are you picking, right? Yeah, if you're in Alabama,
you got to pick one.
I know, right? Who do you? Are you a Boomer guy?
Oh yeah, I'm an OU grad, so right. Yeah.
I'm OU, but I'm not an OU grad, but I am an OU fan. And there, believe me, we love the rivalries, although that one's been kind of disrupted by the fact that the Sooners changed conferences.
Yeah.
That's true. We still love the bickering back and forth or whatever you call it. It's just a lot of fun. And I always am amazed. That's something that Fort Sill brings to our community, is all the diversity. Now, I'm talking about diversity of who you support.
Yeah.
For sports, because there are so many different universities or even professional sports teams represented here. John, who's your favorite?
Well, I saw somebody walking around downtown Lawton the other day with an Eagles shirt on, and
we can all agree that's
just blew my mind. I'm like, how does that even happen?
I love the Commanders Cowboys rivalry. I mean, I used to love watching Emmitt Smith, Trey, you know, Art Monk back for the Redskins, and the Commanders back now. You know,
what do they call them? The Smurfs?
The Hogs.
No, the three receivers. Monk.
Yeah, it was
Gary Clark and
Ricky Sanders.
Ricky Sanders.
Yeah, and
is it the three amigos?
Yeah, they were amazing, right? Yeah, guys are crazy good.
Yeah,
Mark Rippon, you know, and oh my gosh,
Joe Theismann.
Yeah, and Thomas.
Him.
Why am I drawing a blank? I'm a terrible Commanders fan. Sorry, Commanders fans, I'm terrible.
Jay Schrader?
No. Okay. Doug Williams, sorry.
Doug Williams. Wow. That was.
Yeah, so I was like. You know,
you said Thomas.
Yeah,
I was like, Thomas.
Going in a different direction, but, you know, Doug Williams there.
Well, I mean, Commanders are just easily forgettable.
Yeah. I mean, are you sure you're a Commanders fan?
They have been for about 20 years, and now we're back, baby. We're back. I've been sticking with them. You know, and so they.
Lots of lean years.
Signed Terry McLaurin. You know,
that's how I feel about Micah Parsons.
Well, you can bring him on over. We'll take him. He loves him some Dan Quinn.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
got our defensive coordinator.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, but it's good. But yeah, we can all agree no one likes the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah. I just couldn't believe that. I'm like, I get that they won the Super Bowl, but here, it blew. I'd never seen that before. So.
There's plenty of Eagles fans here. It's kind of funny.
Actually. Yeah.
Like you said, there's a lot of sports, disparate sports fans here all around. So it's really fascinating.
Yeah, our greatest diversity is in sports.
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. You know, so, and Cowboys, we'll see. Just gonna keep kneeling there.
Yeah, like, man.
Oh,
surely I'm not the only Cowboys fan here.
No. It's good. So, gents, any closing remarks for y'all that you'd like to bring out here before we close out?
Just kind of another, you know, the mayor mentioned earlier, but just the Aquatic Center grand opening is coming up. We're really, really excited to extend that service to our citizens. The municipal pool has been closed for a while, so we haven't had that community watering hole, if you will. So we're super excited to open it up and to show the citizens what they paid for and to come out and have a good time. And we look forward to seeing you out there. And that's really all
great.
I have.
Yeah. It's going to be great. It's in a great location, too. Yeah. Palmer Thomas Park. Yeah. Maybe, hopefully, the prairie dogs don't go in there and try to use it as a bathwater.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, those guys are...
They are...
They're tough to handle sometimes.
They are... my dog likes them. Joker likes to try to dig inside there, but I'm like... Hey, well, buddy,
we might need to let him loose out there.
So I just want to say that the Aquatic Center and everything we do at Fort Sill, get in the International Festival State of Mind. Mm-hmm. It's coming up in like 5 or 6 weeks. And keep your eye on events. It'll be advertised everywhere. You know, great opportunities to enjoy the community. We want Fort Sill families to know that Lawton loves them and welcomes them, and we want you to join us.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I can't really say it on that. All I can say is tell people that, you know, there is a lot of stuff to do here. You just got to get out of your house. Please do that. Again, I've been doing this 25 years, never seen a tighter knit community than I have here, which is why I decided to retire here. My kids love going to MacArthur. I wasn't going to move them. Great job opportunities here. So come to Fort Sill.
Yeah, you're growing roots here as a Lawtonian.
I'm official. Official Lawtonian.
Lawtonian.
Gen X Sooner.
Gen X Sooner. I love it. Yeah, hey, for our listeners out there, so next month, as we do episode 10, I make sure I got that one right, this will be the Command Sergeant Major Bill Beast Mode Pearson's last podcast, next one, where he and I will sit down and kind of talk about his thoughts and observations of being in the seat for about 18-ish months, almost 2 years, actually.
2 years.
Yeah, and so it'd be really great to kind of talk about kind of how we started together when we first did this.
I have 48 days left in the seat. But who's counting? Who's counting?
Yeah, how many hours and seconds? We're not there yet, right? So I want to say thanks for everybody for listening. John, with the city mayor, sir, or city manager, and with our great mayor. As we close this out, it'd be really great as we... have y'all coming out here and talking to us at the highest level.
The highest level of some kind of wonderful.
Thanks for having us.